感谢主，今年给我们一个非常明确的目标。
Praise the Lord that this year we have a very clear topic.
当弟兄们在寻求的时候，今年我们该有怎么样的信息？
So I ask that brother and sister, we pray that we will have the correct message.
主给我们弟兄们有一个很清楚的目标，就是说要在基督里头的事。
So this very clear topic that we have received is that we have to live in Christ.
这个是一个很大的题目。
For this is a very general and great topic.
那我们盼望更多的弟兄们能够参与这样子的服事。
So that I ask the brothers and sisters will join me for this service.
这不是说到每一个人都可以站在这里说一些话。
And I'm not saying that everyone can come up here and speak.
确实说到这个讲台是我们教会的。
Because indeed this stage is for our church.
有些人需要来讲。
Some of us will need to speak.
有些人需要来听。
And some of us are to listen.
听的讲的都在基督里领受我们在讲台上面的福分。
For the people that are speaking and who are listening, they are together receiving this message.
我们今天的题目很清楚是说在基督里。
For the topic is very clear, it is to abide in Christ.
当到我的时候呢，我把它的范围稍微再收窄一点，我把它讲两方面，一方面是基督在我里面。
So when now I'm giving the message, I'm going to narrow it down a little more. I'm going to separate it into two topics. The first one is how we are going to be in Christ.
我们讲这样子的方面的信息已经两次，今天是第三次。
For today, it is going to be the third talk of the same topic.
等主若许可，我们还要讲下去，说到我们在基督里面。
So if God is willing, then we will continue this topic, and we will cover how we are in Christ as well.
请我们打开圣经创世纪十五章。
So now let's open up your Bible to Genesis chapter 15.
我们从第五节开始念。
Verse 5.
到念到第九节。
Five to nine。
这个是第六节还是第五节？对，我们从第六节开始念，打错了，我打错的。好，我们一起来。神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下，神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，是第二日。神说天下的水要聚在一处，使旱地露出来，事就这样成就了。好，感谢主。我们从创世纪已经第一节念到第四节。
Genesis 1 through 4.
今天是从第一节念到第五节，今天是从第六到第九节。
So last time we speak about Genesis 1 through 5, now we're going to talk about 6 through 9.
第一篇信息我们说到神是个灵。
The first message we talked about how God is the Spirit.
一切要认识基督的事都在圣灵的掌管里面。
And how everything can only come true through the Spirit.
神的灵让我们能够看见眼睛未曾看见的事。
And it is the Spirit that could lead to something that our eyes cannot see.
圣灵让我们听见耳朵未曾听见过的事。
And also, it could lead us to hear the things that our ears cannot hear.
然后圣灵也让我们想起心里头从未想过的事。
And also, the Spirit would teach us things that we were never expected in our heart.
圣灵来了，叫我们带我们进入一切真理的实际。
And now the Spirit, it is the thing that would lead us into the realm of the truth.
这是神一切工作的开始。
And this is the beginning of God's work.
他的创造是这样。
For this is His creation.
他的救赎是这样。
And it is also His redemption.
他建造教会也是这样。
And this is also how He will build up His church.
是神的灵让我们认识基督的事。
And it is His Spirit that will make us learn His things.
神的灵让我们知道基督在我的里面。
And it is also His Spirit that makes us recognize that He is abiding in us.
第二讲我们说到神来那个运行在水面上。
And the second talk
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the second talk talks about how God's Spirit is working on the water.
然后他在一切创造的开始，他说要有光。
And also how in the beginning he said, let there be light.
所有愿意跟神一同有份的人都要在光中行。
For whoever is willing to be a partaker of God's work will walk in this light.
基督来到地上之前有一个使者叫司洗约翰。
So before Jesus came onto this land, there was John the Baptist.
他就是来为光做见证的。
And this John the Baptist is the one who testified against the light.
然而人有一个天然的光景。
And also there's this natural condition of us.
人天然的光景都是黑暗的。
And for this natural condition of human is darkness.
黑暗不接受光。
For this darkness does not coexist with light.
所以耶稣基督要亲自来到地上成为光。
So that Jesus has to come himself to bring us the light.
而且他要做世人的光。
And also he wants to be the light of his people.
当他愿意为世人做光的时候
Now when he is willing to be a light
他必须面对一个极大的黑暗
There is one darkness that he must face
但是主说他在这个世上的时候就是日头的时候
then,
白天的时候
God also let us know that when he is on this land then it is still in the sunlight
有一天当黑夜来到的时候人就不能再做什么
It was still in the day, so now when the night time comes, then people can no longer do anything.
的确，主在地上说的时候，他就知道黑夜将会到。
And indeed, when Jesus spoke this, he knew that the night is coming.
感谢主，主知道有黑夜，他这个世人的光仍然往前。
But praise the Lord, even though the night is coming, the light is still leading the people.
当他被钉在十字架的时候
，And when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
天忽然间全部都变黑了。
And all of a sudden, the whole sky was dark.
所有曾经以为自己是信耶稣的人。
And for everyone who thought they believed in Jesus before.
看见这么样可怕的一个场面。
And suddenly, they realized what darkness means.
乌云密布。
And it, the whole sky was dark.
地大震动。
And the whole ground was shaking.
他们不晓得在发生什么事，只知道是大事。
And no one knew what was happening, except they knew that something important was happening.
耶稣被挂在木头上。
And Jesus is now nailed on the cross.
完了。
Oh no.
黑暗到极点了。
Now it is the darkest of the darkness.
感谢主，主真是世人的光。
But praise the Lord, God is indeed our light.
第三天他从死里复活。
Because on the third day, now he resurrected from the dead.
地上所有信他的人
And now whoever believes in Jesus
现在就不再在外面认这个光了
Now no longer they are looking at the light from externally
这个光成为凡接受他的人里面的生命之光
And now this light has become internally to whoever chooses to believe
在创世纪神要创造的时候第一个就是需要有光
So in the beginning when God started his creation the first thing he said is let there be light
今天我们讲到第二件最重要的事。
So today we're going to talk about the second most important thing.
神借着他的奇妙的作为。
Now God, through his marvelous work,
他制造了在诸水之间有空气。
He created this expanse in the midst of the waters.
我们知道这个是神要做任何事情的第二步最重要的事。
So now we know now this is the second most important thing in his work.
在外面我们看见是神在这个混那个空虚混沌的约面上施行了极大的审判。
Now we could see that from externally that there is a judgment.
但是今天我们从约翰福音的角度我们要来看这件事。
But now if we look at it from the point of view of the book of John,
原来我们就发现神的审判是带着极大的慈爱。
Then we could see that the judgment that God wants to bring forth also come with great love.
创世纪我们只看见神做两件事情在这里。
In Genesis, we only see it of two things in his creation.
一个是把水 分开上面的水和下面的水。
First, he separated the waters into two, one in the above and one in the bottom.
在上面的神称为天。
For the one on the above, God calls it the heaven.
这个是神所有审判的第一个开始。
For this is the beginning of all God's judgment.
神要审判地上的人。
For God wants to judge the people on this world.
第一个，他把主权放在那里。
So first, he gives the authority.
在天一下的以下的东西都叫做天下面的东西。
For whatever that is below the heaven is called below the heaven.
天上面是神住的地方。
Because what is above the heaven is the household of God.
天下面的一切都是受造的范围。
For whatever that is below the heaven is all of his created.
神的审判不停在那里。
For his judgment does not stop.
他不喜欢一滩浑水的放在这个地球上面。
Because he does not like how there is only the mist of waters.
第一个审判是分开。
So that the first judgment is that he has now separated.
第二个审判就是凝聚。聚集在一起。
And then the second judgment is that he would gather.
他把地上的水都聚在一处。
So that he has now gathered all the waters below heavens into one place.
叫旱地能够显出来。
So that the dry land could appear.
所以神的审判两面，我们说到这件事。
So there's two aspects of his judgment.
一面就是水分叫天显出。
So the first one is the separation of the waters so that the heaven is now separated.
水聚叫地。
So the second one is so that the waters on this land will be gathered and the dry land could appear.
神在创造的时候就是这么样做这样子的审判的工作。
So now this is in the beginning how God created judgment.
目的是要成就地上的万有都能够枝枝的生长出来。
So that everything on this land created could now grow.
混在一处没有生命也不可能有生长。
Because if there is only waters and no life, then there is no life.
但是神来了，把这个地整理好，叫这个地能够准备好，有生命，有生长。
But God has come to this land and prepared so that life could come out from the water.
这个是在创造里头我们看见神的工作的法则。
For these are the rules of his work in the creation.
等耶稣基督来的时候
So now when Jesus come to this land,
我们就发现他还是来到地上但是却审判的意味不重。
So now we see that he did come to this land, but he did not come to judge us.
耶稣来到地上他强调的却是神的爱。
For when he comes to this land, he emphasizes on the love of God.
但是只要我们小心仔细的去读约翰福音。
But if only comes with a very careful reading in the book of John,
我们就晓得耶稣所到之处事情都分开上下和凝聚。
Then we will recognize that when Jesus come to this land, he did separate the above and below and the left and to the right.
所以今天我们要从约翰福音来了解到底神的审判为什么又成为神的大爱。
So now let's from the book of John, let us understand how the judgment that comes from God also represents the love of God.
我们对这样子的一个题目要非常的认识。
So I ask that you will be knowledgeable in this topic.
因为在教会中有许多的信徒。
Because in the church, there is a lot of believers.
但是时间一久，这个跟那个都差不多。
But then after times and times, everyone will become alike.
时间一久，叫神的建造模糊了。
And then after time goes on, people become more confused of his creation.
除非耶稣一直像阳光一样照射在我们身上。
Only except if Jesus is like a sunshine that shines in our soul.
叫我们满了希望、赞美和爱。
So that we could be full of hope, love, and peace.
我们先读一下约翰福音三章十三到十七节。
So let's read John chapter 3, 13 to 17.
一起来念，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人胜过天， 摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。没有分开，没有神的审判，就没有人可能得救。
For if there were no separation, then there would not be any redemption.
神差他的儿子来到世界的目的，不是要定人的罪。
For God did not send his son to the world to judge the world.
许多人以为审判就是被定罪。
Because a lot of people would think that to be judged means that to be judged.
Condemned. 在神的观念里头，审判跟定罪是两码的事。
Because in God's mind, to be judged and to be condemned are two different matters.
审判最后的结果可能是个定罪，但是从来不是神原初的意思。
Maybe the consequences of being judged is to be condemned, but that was not the original meaning in God's mind.
神审判的目的是叫人能够得救。
Because in God's mind, to be judged, He wants us to be saved.
所以我们要知道，当光照进来的时候，拒绝光是一个非常可怜的光景。
So that when we know that when the light shines upon you and then you refuse to be shined on, that is a very pitiful condition.
当神差遣他儿子是要为了爱我们，我们拒绝他是一个非常可怜的光景。
So when God sends his son so that we could be loved, when we refuse, we are in a very pitiful condition.
我们来认识这一段到底在跟我们说什么。
So now let's try to understand what we are reading in this message.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
For he says, no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
地上的人都是从地而来的。
For everyone on this earth is from this earth.
都是属地的。
And we are earthly.
我们所认识一切的东西的源头还是地。
For whatever we know about is from earth, and the origin of them is earth.
在活在地上这个范围里头。
So that we are now bounded in the boundary of this earth.
人都觉得活得太低了。
For people will think that we live very lowly.
所以人都想出人头地。
So that now the people want to live up.
总是想比别人高一点点。
And more they want to be higher than everyone else.
这个是中国人也非常强调的一个点。
For this is one thing that our culture shares.
中国人做的最高的那个是叫什么？
So what is this the most highest place that we all want to reach for?
已经有人说了，它叫天子。
For this is the heaven.
那这个是中国古老从前有皇帝的时候的说法。
For this is something our culture shares when we once had a king.
所有的人都说皇帝就是天子。
So everyone would say that the king was the son of heaven.
哎呀，连有些混沌的皇帝他自己也觉得自己是天子。
And yes, indeed, a lot of kings thought that they were the sons of heaven.
神的话讲得很清楚。
But in the words of God, it stated very clearly.
除了从天降下来的人子，没有人升过天。
That no one has ascended into heaven except the one that came down from heaven, the Son of
Man. 地上所有的人只是忙碌地上的事。
For everyone who is from this earth can only concern matters of this earth.
地上的人一睁开了眼睛就是做什么呢？
For when people of this land open their eyes, what do they think about?
就是要抓。
Is that they would want to grab.
就是要来扩大自己的地盘。
And they would want to enlarge the boundary.
啊，看看自己的户口是这么一点点。
And then they would want to look at their bank account.
今天眼睛一睁开来就是要这个多一点点。
And today when I open up my eyes, I want to see my bank account increases.
啊，今天在这个知识才一点点。
So today, if I only have a little knowledge,
我要多看两本书，我就多一点点。
I may want to read two more books so that my knowledge would increase.
无论你要抓的是什么。
But it does not matter what you want to increase yourself in.
这个都是地上的事。
For all these matters are of this earth.
做真，那这个你说不重要。
So would I ask you, is this important?
不重要就在地上活不了。
Well, if it's not important, then we will never survive on this earth.
那你活不了，那我现在这讲道也没有用。
Now, if you are not surviving, then what's the point of me speaking to you?
但是只要我们是活着。
But now, if you are alive,
我们总要晓得我们一直的抓，要抓到什么时候？
Then you may want to recognize that if you keep on grabbing, when are you going to stop?
我们不好吃的，我们要抓更好吃的一点。
For if something that is not tasty, you will want to grab something more tasteful.
但是最近这几年。 无论是在教会，在我自己家里， 死的人真多。
But in these last couple of years, a lot of people around me in this church or in my household have passed away.
在教会里头都不晓得做了多少个安息聚会。
And then in these last couple of years, we have went to a lot of peaceful meetings.
在我自己家亲人里头又不晓得走了多少的人。
And also in my household, a lot of people have passed away.
那我这样非常有感慨。
Then now this one thing really touched me.
无论你抓了多少,
it really doesn't matter how much you have gathered.
到了一个时候你都要放手。
At that one time, everything will have to be let go.
所以有人现在呢, 地上的东西都不太抓。
So a lot of people now, we no longer focus on the things on this land.
年纪大了, 所以不用抓了, 因为有钱了。
Or for some of the elderly generations, they don't need to work as hard anymore because they have now established.
书读得饱了, 也不用抓了, 因为已经有博士了。
And now if we have a PhD, then no longer we need to gather even more knowledge.
但是你发觉没有人不抓健康。
But then you have to recognize that everyone wants to be healthy.
为了健康啊, 大家都很忙。
And then to become healthy, they want to work very hard.
但是呢,
but now, if you work too hard to try to be healthy, then you ended up not being healthy.
在地上的结果就是最好就是达到人的众人的智商。
Because the best that you could become on this land is that you are better than everyone else.
但是当他那天晚上要睡觉的时候,
but now, when night time comes and that person needs to go to sleep,
他眼睛一闭上,
when he closes his eyes,
如果那天运气好的话, 他很快就睡着了。
And if he was lucky enough, then he may fall asleep.
否则他还很担心,
then
抓的东西会在他睡着的时候被人抓走。
Then otherwise, he would be afraid that during his sleep, what he gathered through the daytime would now be lost.
所以电视机有这么样一个广告, 有一条狗, 有一只, 有一根骨头, 它就是 trouble, 它就睡不着觉。
So now in the television, there's a commercial that there's a dog finally got a piece of bone and how he cannot fall asleep because he's afraid that he may lose the bone.
有没有人看过这个广告?
Have anyone seen this commercial?
这英文广告, 不看电视当然没,看新闻也要看。 所以那个是卖保险的广告。
Or that is a commercial for an insurance company.
所以就叫人家要保险一点。
So basically the message is to ask people to be insured.
原来狗也怕他的骨头被别的狗挖走了。
Because this dog is afraid that other dogs will come pick up his bone when he is sleeping.
我们每个人都是有些人睡不着就是因为有挂虑。
So a lot of people, they can't fall asleep because they're always worrisome.
总是在挂虑中过地上的生活。
For they are always in worries when they're on this land.
但是感谢主一下子睡着了。
But thank the Lord, that person was lucky to fall asleep.
他所有的东西他都放了。
So now that he has let go of everything.
白天眼睛一睁开来的时候呢,
and then when daytime comes and he opens his eyes,
每样还去打点一遍, 都是我的。
Then he would go and look at everything is still there.
然后一直抓抓, 抓到晚上了, 又放手了。
Then he would grab all for the whole day until night time, then he has to let go.
第二天清早一起来呢, 又想到自己的事, 又抓抓抓抓抓。
And then on the next day, he would go back to the same place and grab everything again.
你们有没有遇见过这样子的人?
Have you met someone who is in that condition?
没有遇见过是因为早上起来不照镜子。
If you have not met that person before, that means that you never look into the mirror when you wake up.
我跟你讲,一定是这样。
So let me tell you this, everyone is like this.
在地上你只能做的你自己地上以为最好的事。
Because on this earth, you can only do the things that you think is good for you.
如果 初次大业什么都不管了，他在地上的事也不做得不好。
And then if you are careless enough, then you won't even do the land of the things of this land.
所以我不是劝大家懒惰。
So I'm not asking you to be lazy.
我只是劝大家的眼目不要放在地上的事。
But I'm simply asking you not to only focus on the things of this earth.
因为基督来了要成就另外一件更大的事。
Because now when Christ comes, a bigger piece of work has to be done.
他第十四节说，摩西在旷野怎样举舌。
In verse 14, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness,
人子, wilderness, 人子也必照样被举起来,
even so must the Son of Man be lifted up,
只要一切信他的都得永生,
so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
主耶稣在这个三章这里呢，是接着前面一段的来说的。
So in this message, it is actually a follow-up from the last message.
前面说到地上有一个官，他叫尼哥底母，他是一个读书很多的人。
For the past message, talked about a person who is called Nicodemus, and he was a scholar.
他对神的事也很热心的人。
And he is someone who has a lot of passion for God's work.
主耶稣 在他面前就审判了尼哥底母，是根本不懂天上的事的人。
But now when Jesus met Nicodemus, he let him know that he actually did not know a thing about the work of God.
但是主耶稣跟他这样想，人若不重生，就不得进神的国，不是对他的一个定罪。
But when Jesus told him that for someone who wants to be a part of heaven, he has to be reborn, Jesus did not mean to condemn him.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不得进神的国，不是一个定罪。
When Jesus told him that if a person is not reborn out of water,
乃是主对他的生命有一个真实的关心。
But it was simply just a caring that Jesus told Nicodemus.
主从天上而来，他带着生命。
For when Jesus came down from heaven, he brought life with him.
他对尼哥底母说话, 他要传递这个生命给尼哥底母。
And when he was speaking to Nicodemus, he wanted to give this life to Nicodemus.
尼哥底母接受了, 他就有生命。
So now if Nicodemus chooses to accept, then he will receive life.
尼哥底母不承认耶稣的审判的时候, 他就得不着生命。
But now if Nicodemus receives reject the judgment, then he would never receive the life.
不重生就看不懂神的事。
For someone who is not reborn will never understand the work of God.
没有从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国。
And if someone who is not reborn of the water and the spirit, then they cannot be a partaker of heaven.
主耶稣来了，从天而来。
So now when Jesus comes down from heaven,
他把天上的水带来了。
He has brought with him the water from heaven.
他要把这个水 赐给尼哥底母,
and he wants to give this water to Nicodemus.
主耶稣的话里头有活水,
because in Jesus' words, there was this living water.
主耶稣要借着道中的水洗净他的教会,
and Jesus wants to use the water from him to cleanse his church.
主耶稣要人得着他的话语里头的水, 也得着他圣灵, 然后就是能够进到神的国。
So Jesus wants us to receive this living water from his words, and also through the spirits, then we can be partaker of the heaven.
尼哥底母真的不懂。
But Nicodemus was truly confused.
所以他也不可能重生。
So he was not able to be reborn.
但是其实尼哥底母后来是重生了。
But then later on we will see that Nicodemus actually was saved.
后来他慢慢慢慢圣灵，主耶稣为他死之后复活了，圣灵来了。
And then later on, when Jesus died, when the Spirit came back,
他再想起主的话, 就真知道这个是从天上来的话。
And then when Nicodemus thought about the things that he had heard, now he recognized and believed that Jesus is Lord.
从水和圣灵生的, 就是重生的人。
For someone who is reborn of the water and the Spirit, that
今天我们在教会中一起聚会。
So today, when we gather in this church,
我们是常常接受主的话的判断呢，还是 拒绝主的话?
So now are you receiving this separation from God's word or are you not?
我们是照着圣灵的引导呢，还是照着我们的老规矩在做事?
Are you following the lead of the spirits or are you just following your own set of rules?
我们是让水是从上下有分别的呢，还是我们还是混在一起?
So are we in the separation of waters that are from above, or are we in the waters that are gathered on this earth?
连地上的水如果混在一起，地上也生不了什么。
Because if all the waters are gathered on this earth, then no life could come about.
所以神做事是井井有条。So
Lord has his ways of doing things.
所以他要做到井井有条，他必须要施行审判。So
in order for God to carry out his work, he has to give judgment.
神的审判一来了,
So now when God's judgment comes,
有些人感觉不高兴。
A lot of people may not be happy about it.
有些人说这个话讲得太重。
And some people may say that these are very heavy words.
有些人说，哎呀，那你比我好吗？
And a lot of people would say, so do you think you are better than I am?
那这都是人的感觉。
For these are all feelings, natural feelings.
所以我们要读一段圣经，读到人的感觉是到底是怎么一回事。
So now let's look at another passage that talks about the feeling.
请我们读民数记21章4到9节。
Let's read Numbers chapter 21, 4 through 9.
一起来念。他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨赌神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶着淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中，蛇就咬他们。以色列人中死了许多，百姓对摩西说，那里说，我们愿赌耶和华，你和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
He lived.
感谢主，圣经是前后都通的。
And thank the Lord that the whole Bible communicates together.
创世纪一直到启示录都在讲基督的事。
From Genesis to the Revelations, it's talked about the work of God.
读到基督就读懂了圣经。
So now if you can read into Christ, then you understand the Bible.
主耶稣用摩西在旷野怎样举蛇的事情说到人得永生或者是灭亡的两个分别。
So now Jesus used the message in Moses to let us know how we can be separated into being saved and not being saved.
地上的人为着地上的事来过生活。
For people of this land,We want to work for the work of this land.
地上的事，眼前的就是吃跟喝。
For the matter of this land mostly concerns of the things that we eat and we drink.
远一点呢，就是要到哪里去。
And maybe furthermore, you want to know where you're going to go on this land.
所以以色列的百姓在埃及跑了一段的日子的时候之后呢，受不了了。
So now when the people of Israel got out from Egypt and now wander in the wilderness, they no longer could stand that lifestyle.
因为这个食物他们厌恶。
Because they do not like this miserable food.
然后呢，走得多了，他们也不晓得要往哪里去了。
And then they were lost in the wilderness.
啊，到了没有？好像你带小孩子出去，他一天到晚就问，到了没有？到了没有？
Just like how when you bring your kids out, they will always ask you, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
那再说，这个没有好不好的分别，只是有在地上的人都是这样的情形。
And again, I'm not telling you what is good or bad. I'm just letting you know this is the natural feeling of people.
所以在21章说到这样子的一段事。
So now in chapter 21, we see of this message.
那我们在这一段的圣经之前呢，我们看见米利亚死了，亚伦也死了。
So yeah, before this message, we see that Eliah and Aaron died.
那摩西呢，也做了一件非常得罪神的事，击打磐石两次。
And then also Moses also did one very bad thing against God. He only struck the stone twice.
神就跟他说，你也进不了那个应许地了。
So God also told Moses that you now no longer can come into the promised land.
那忽然间在21章有这么样一段事，神又来到施行审判。
So now in chapter 21, we see one more time that God has now given his judgment.
什么叫神的审判？
So what is this God's judgment?
神的审判要么就是分上下的天跟地的分别。
So usually his judgment is separate into the heavenly and the earthly.
要么叫地上的事情都归类，是海的归海，河的归河，干地的归干地。
Or otherwise, he would separate the things on this land into what they belong to.
这个是神一贯的做法。
And that is what God usually does.
那一天神要来施行的审判呢，是叫人的本相从里头跑出来了，成为一个火蛇在地上会咬人。
So now, this judgment that God gives in chapter 21 is the natural feeling of us, and then he wants to show it to us through a fiery serpent.
人吃的不好，喝的不爽，就是会发怨言。
For when people, when they do not live the life of what they want, then they start murmuring.
你说你不会。
And you may say that you don't do it.
那你大概是蛮享受的人。
Then maybe I'll let you know that maybe your lifestyle is great.
还蛮多人服侍你的人。
Or maybe there's a lot of people that are serving you.
但是每一个人啊，在主面前真正过生活的都知道，地上的生活真的常常为不是为食物就是为喝水。
Then maybe you will recognize that when you live on this life on this earth, you always work for the things that you eat and the things that you drink.
所以人就是为了这个发怨言。
So then people are now murmuring about this.
但是他们那天是怨对神，怨读神和摩西。
But now that one day they don't murmur against each other, but then they are complaining against God and Moses.
地上还不是跑出来一条火蛇。
So that it was not only one fiery serpent that appeared.
一大堆的火蛇到处都是咬人。
But it was a gang of snakes that come out and beat people.
被咬的人很痛，很快也就死了。
For the people that are bitten, they were in a lot of pain and then they die.
这个说到什么？
So what does this tell us?
说到发怨言绝对不会停在一个人的身上。
And this tells us that when people start to complain, it does not stop on one person.
这个人发怨言很快他的先生就知道了。
For if someone starts complaining, then the husband that are right next to this person will recognize.
然后两夫妻就一起发怨言。
And then now this couple will start complaining together.
然后他们家的好朋友也就晓得了。
And then now the family friends will start to complain with them.
然后亲人的什么都迟早也晓得了。
And now the whole household will start complaining.
在教会里头也是这样。
And it is the same in the church.
一个发怨言，其他一个又发怨言，慢慢慢就很多人发怨言。
If one person starts murmuring, then everyone around that person will start complaining along with that person.
发怨言有个结果，第一个发的人呢就被蛇咬得很痛。
So now there is one consequence of complaining. The person will be bitten by the snake.
然后呢他那个别人也被这个怨言咬得很痛。
And then also the people that started complaining together will be bitten as well.
结果呢都死悄悄的。
And then at the end they would all die.
啊，所以主在这个时候呢给他们一个得救的方法。
So now at that time God gave them a way out.
这个火蛇是人里头发出来的东西，神不禁止就是了。
Because this fiery serpent was originally come from the heart of people, so God permitted to happen.
人发怨言看不见后果。
Because when people complain, they do not see of their consequences.
神要人看见发怨言的后果，那一天就许可火蛇走出来咬人。
And because God wants people to understand the consequences of complaining, so He permits the fiery serpent to appear.
啊，但是呢，神当摩西一在主面前祈求的时候，主有救法。
But now when Moses intercede for the people, God gives them a way out.
神许可这个审判临到的目的是要拯救他们。
Because God permits this judgment to come to His people so that they could learn and be saved.
有些人喜欢一生平安无事。
For a lot of people just want to live a very peaceful life.
从来不经过神审判的手。
A peaceful life that would never receive any type of judgment.
他就在神的手中一无所有。
But then now at the end, he would never receive anything.
当神的手，审判的手经过我们身上一下。
But now it is only through the hand of judgment.
我们受不了。
And then when we cannot stand the judgment.
是我们祷告的时候。
Then now at that time, we will learn to pray.
你祷告，神有一个救恩预备好。
Because now when you pray, God has already prepared His grace for you.
主就吩咐把火蛇挂在杆子上。
So that God asked Moses to put this fiery serpent on the standard.
就预表耶稣基督他没有罪的在地上要成为罪，最后被挂在十字架上。
Just like how Jesus, He was sinless, He has to nail on the cross.
主耶稣告诉尼哥底母，你进不了神的国，因为你不重生。
When Jesus told Nicodemus that if you are not reborn, you cannot come into the heaven.
但是下面一个马上就告诉他怎样你可以重生。
But then right after that, Jesus told him how to be reborn.
当人子被举起来的时候，你一望铜蛇，你就活了。
It is when the bronze serpent is set on the standard, and if a serpent beats him any man, when he looked into the bronze serpent, he lived.
一个要重生的人要真知道自己在神面前的需要。
for someone who has beaten, who has been beaten, they have to understand what they need.
然后你在神的面前看见基督为你钉了十字架。
And you have to recognize that Jesus has already died on the cross.
主耶稣从天领受了生命来到地上。
Because Jesus came from heaven along with life.
他的生命是从神而来。
And because this life is from God.
这个从神而来的生命是为了要我们接受他，认识他。
Godly life will bring us to know Him and recognize Him even more.
神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。
For God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world,
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But that the world may be saved through Him.
主耶稣要尼哥底母得救。
And Jesus wants Nicodemus to be saved.
主耶稣要你和我重生。
And at the same time, Jesus wants you and I to be reborn.
所有事情临到我们身上。 都只有一个目的,
For everything that comes into our circumstances has only one meaning.
就是要我们在这个审判的路经过之后真实重生要进到神的国。
And it is so that when we receive our judgment, we can be reborn and be into the heaven.
感谢主，摩西把铜蛇一举起来的时候，很多人一看就活了。
So, thank the Lord, when Moses raised up the bronze serpent, the people that looked at it leave.
那有些人呢，哎呀，还是自己看自己的伤口。
But a lot of people, they are still murmuring and just looking at their own wound.
他那天讲话太冲了。
Oh, maybe that one day he offended me greatly.
我受的伤害太大了。
Or maybe that one day I was hurt too much.
结果呢，他就找不出来。And
no longer, and then he would only focus on himself.
很快就死掉。And
soon he would die.
但是我们爱弟兄的。 教会的弟兄姊妹,
but now, if you love the brothers and sisters of the church,
当我们看见一个弟兄他走不出来的时候,
when you see a brother who was now stuck in his circumstances,
我们要过去把他的头往上，你看，你看,
then you go to the brother and you tilt his head and say, "Look, look,"
因为他自己是一直低着头看自己的伤口。
Because that brother is now only focusing on his own wound.
他再不看耶稣, 他就很快就死掉了。
And then if he does not look at the bronze serpent quickly, then he would die.
主把许多的弟兄姊妹量在我们周围。
So God has given us all these brothers and sisters.
他不是只是叫摩西来做一切的事。
And he did not only ask Moses to raise up the bronze serpent.
所以很多从这个 这个咬伤的痛苦里头出来之后，他应该去叫弟兄你也来看，因为我活过来了。So
that when the people that are healed and saved by looking at the bronze serpent, they would soon come to help the other people that were bitten by the snake.
摩西只是把这个铜蛇举起来。So
Moses is the person who raised up the bronze serpent.
要很快的几百万的以色列百姓都马上能够看铜蛇，这个需要弟兄姊妹一起做的事。But
now, if we want the millions of people to look at this bronze serpent at once, we need everyone to tell each other.
讲台可以讲一片信息。For
the speaker could let you know of one message.
但是要弟兄姊妹一起来马上领受的，要弟兄姊妹在生活中彼此来成全。
But in order for everyone to receive the message, we have to remind each other to receive the message.
这样子叫弟兄姊妹看在痛苦中看耶稣基督，这个叫传福音。
So this is basically the meaning of spreading the gospel.
传福音是因为你曾经受害过，现在呢，你活了。
And the meaning of spreading the gospels means that now you have received this healing, you want other people to receive the healing.
因为你看见钉十字架的基督，所以你活了，现在你也叫别人去看。
Because it is only through now how you see Christ on the cross, you would want other people to receive the same healing.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会传的福音不是一个口号。
Brothers and sisters, to spread the gospel is not solely a slogan.
不是去做一件事。
It is not something that we do.
乃是生命的传承。
But indeed, this is a transfer of life.
传承的意思,
and the meaning of to inherit the life.
就是有传的也有承的,
means
有传递的也有承受的。
Means that there is someone who gives and there is someone to inherit.
我们能够传什么, 如果我们没有承受什么。
Now, if you never receive, then how do you give?
但是如果你真的有承受了什么基督，你为什么不传？
But now, if you truly have already inherited, then why don't you go pass it along?
除非你的是假的。
Indeed, There's only exception is if you are faithful.
一个得救的基督徒从来没有跟人家说耶稣的事，可能他没有重生。
For someone who has received the message of Christ but never passes it on, maybe he has never received the message.
没关系。
It's okay.
都过去了。
It was in the past.
我们就看重的不是过去有没有得救的问题。
For we never care about what happened in the past.
我们看重不是过去有没有重生的问题。
And what we emphasize on was not were you saved before.
我们看重的是今天我是不是个得救的人。
But what we care about is today, are you someone who is saved?
今天我听的耶稣是道理呢，还是我的信仰？
Today, have you only received the knowledge of Christ or have you...receive the belief of Christ.
本来现在快完了，所以我要结束了。才讲到第一点，没关系，我不会拖很久。我这样子说好了。我们在神面前都领受一个真实的生命。
So now, before the Lord, we have received this true life.
圣经里头说得很清楚，神是个灵。
And in the Bible, it clearly tells us that Jesus is a spirit.
神是光。
And God is light.
神也就是爱。
And God is also love.
今天没办法讲，太深入的讲，是讲到爱的第一点。
So today I cannot go into the great detail, but there's one thing about love.
这个爱是从这个生命产生出来的结果。
Is that the love is a result of the life.
所以神差遣他的儿子就是神爱世人。
So that when God sent forth his son, he is now sending his love.
所以我们常常说到主，信主的人，我们都爱主。
So a lot of time we will say that whoever believes in Christ, love Christ.
但是我们还是要有一个分辨。
But there is one distinction that we have to make.
我们要分辨我们的爱是天上的爱呢，地上的爱。
We have to recognize that if our love is the heavenly love or if our love is
the earthly love. 是人感情混杂的爱呢，是圣别没有瑕疵的爱。
Is it the love that are from this land or is it the holy love that is from heaven?
我们从第三章下面一段，我们就看见服侍主的人常常有一个混杂的爱。
So in chapter 3, we see that people that serve the Lord sometimes has this earthly love.
圣经就不读了，我很快的讲过去。
So let me just brief you on what's going on.
施洗约翰的门徒本来也就认识施洗约翰的见证。
For the disciples of John the Baptist, they already have heard John the Baptist's testimony.
他们也传天国近了，你们要悔改的道。
For they also preach the message of that the heaven is going to come soon.
他们甚至跟施洗约翰一起进食，祷告神的国降临。
And indeed, they prayed with John the Baptist so that the heaven may come.
但是慢慢慢慢，人的心会变。
But then slowly, their natural heart appears.
服侍主的人没果效，他变得还反而不是太大。
For the people that serve the Lord, they will slowly change.
有一天，施洗约翰。哇，真的是很有名的，全以色列的人都跑出来跟他了。
So at that one time, John the Baptist was famous, and everyone wanted to listen to him.
施洗约翰从来不会骄傲。
But John the Baptist is always humble.
施洗约翰的门徒开始有问题了。
But now it is his disciples that are start coming into trouble.
然后有一天他们为了施洗人数多少的事情来辩论。
So one day they started debating about the people that are baptized by John the Baptist.
怎么现在跟耶稣的人比跟那个耶稣的他们施浸的人比我们这个施浸的多呢？到底怎么回事呢？
They started to compare the number of people that are baptized by Jesus versus the number of people that are baptized by John.
服侍主的人常常很容易不知不觉的把人拉到自己身上。
For a lot of people that serve the Lord, they started to bring people to themselves.
我们不要这样。
For we do not want to be that person.
我们只要把人带到基督面前。
For we only want to gather the people to work God.
所以当门徒不了解的时候呢，施洗约翰跟他们讲，我不是基督。
So when the disciples did not understand, then John the Baptist said this, I am not the Christ.
我也不是新郎。
For, and also, I am not the bridegroom.
新郎得心腹，我就喜乐。
For the bridegroom will receive the bride and I'll be happy.
并且这个喜乐满足了。
And then I will have this rejoice greatly.
他讲一句非常有名的话。
Then he said of this one word that is very important.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
For he must increase, but I must decrease.
这个你就发现他很约翰很清楚他是从天而被差遣来的。
Then you will clearly see that how John the Baptist is sent from heaven.
他在地上他也很清楚这个是聚在一起的水，我们这里是干旱的地。
And then he also recognized that, that there is water when life cannot form and there is dry land when life can form.
人很难不看自己的成绩。
For a lot, for people always focus on their own accomplishment.
看成绩，我们今天服侍主的人一个都走不下去。
But then now, if you only focus on your own accomplishment, then you could never walk the path.
但是这个也是激励我们的心。
But also, this could serve as an encouragement.
只要把人带到基督的面前。
When you bring people to God.
他必兴旺，我必衰微是应该的。
For he must increase and I must decrease is only natural.
那我们今天就讲到这里。
So today I'm going to end with this.
下次我们接着讲那个爱的传承。
So next time we will talk about how we can inherit the love.
所以今天稍微 总结归纳一下。
So to summarize,
神的审判
God,
分上面下面的水。
God's judgment separates the water from above and below.
神的审判也分属人的属主的。
And God's judgment also separates the earthly and the heavenly.
审判的目的是神要爱我们。
Because the end goal of his judgment is to bring us his love.
接受主的审判，承认我们地上的生命永远是不能讨好神。
For people who receive the judgment will recognize and proclaim that whatever is earthly is nothing.
接受主的生命的人就是一直要看着天。
But someone who is to receive the life of God will only focus on the heavenly thing.
然后明白主的生命一定要增加，我们的一定要减少。
And that person will also understand that God must increase and he must decrease.
约翰福音三章是一章大的圣经。
For John chapter 3 is a great chapter.
他讲到三方面的传承。
It talked about the three types of inheritance.
下次我们接着再讲。
And then we will continue this message next time.
主若许可。
If God is willing.
我们怎么样总结这三篇信息。
We would have a conclusion of these all three messages.
我们就要讲到约翰福音的主题。
Then we will come into the main topic of John.
主题就是说道。就是神。
Then the topic is God is the Word.
所以神是灵，神是光，神是爱。
So God is light and God is spirit and God is love.
今天没讲完，所以下次只要接着讲。
So next time we will continue.
但是对我们最重要的一篇信息就是道就是神。
But the most important message of all is that God is His Word.
我们能够掌握这四篇信息。
So now if you could understand all these four things,
你就知道住在你里头的基督是谁。
Then you will know that who is this Christ who abides in you.
我们再唱325首。
So let's sing song 325.